Our scripture reading this morning is from Luke 2:22-33. It begins on page 889 in the Pew Bible, if you want to follow along. And when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it was written in the law of the Lord, "Every male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons." Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And inspired by the Spirit, he came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now lettest thou servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to thy people Israel." And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. We'll join in our song of meditation, number 2086, and this is the time that the children that are going to Kids Connection, they leave during the hymn.
Are blessed. As the choir comes down, we are blessed with music talent in this church. I think you've seen a lot of that today, and I want to thank all of those who participated instrumentally and vocally. It really adds to our worship, and it's a way of using the gifts that God has given these individuals. And as I said, we are truly, truly blessed. Will you pray with me? Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. Amen. Speaking of music, I hope that you have been enjoying listening to the piano music every Sunday before our services, as much as I have enjoyed listening to that. I mentioned last week that I just love everything about the Christmas season, and particularly music, the carols and even the secular songs. And we all have our favorite carols that if I asked, you know, we could go around and we have our favorites, and many would be the same and some would be different. But I think one of the most favorite of a lot of people is the carol Silent Night, because it's such a beautiful carol and it's so sacred and so reverent that you might think that it was actually written at the time that Jesus was born and had been sung for centuries. But that's not true. Silent Night is less than 200 years old. It was composed in 1818. Another favorite carol of many people is Away in the Manger. It was composed in 1865 and it first appeared in a small Lutheran songbook. And then shortly after that, the name of Martin Luther was put on the bottom of the page so that many people erroneously thought that Martin Luther had composed it. But he couldn't have because he died 200 years before Away in the Manger was written. But for almost 150 years, not very long in the scheme of things, that hymn has been deeply loved. Still another carol, written in 1962, only 52 years ago, has also become a favorite. A song that is so new that compared to those others is really only an infant. And that's the Christmas carol, Do You Hear What I Hear? The story of the carol goes like this. It begins with the night wind, who sees what Christmas is all about. And the night wind tells the little lamb. And then the little lamb sees what Christmas is all about. And the lamb goes and tells the shepherd boy. And the little shepherd boy sees the meaning of Christmas. And he goes to the king. And then the king announces to the kingdom, a child sleeping in the night will bring us goodness and light. Do you see what I see? When you look into the manger and see the Christ child, what do you see? In the scripture reading that Dave read us today, we heard of the story of old Simeon, who'd been promised by God that he would see the Messiah before he died. God promised that old man that gift. And as we know, Jesus was born in Bethlehem because his parents had to go and pay taxes there. But there was no room for Jesus to be born in an inn, and so he had to be born in a cave, a place where animals were kept. And then the story goes on, and it tells us that 8 days after Jesus was born, he was circumcised, which was the custom. And then 31 days after he was born, he was brought back to the temple by his parents in Jerusalem to be dedicated to the Lord. Now, this only happened with the firstborn males. It didn't happen with the second, third, or fourthborn males. Sorry, Ferguson family. I guess Ian's the one that gets that. And it never happened with infant girls. Sorry, ladies. But they never did it. Only with the firstborn. And so Mary and Joseph brought their firstborn baby boy to the temple to dedicate him to God. And this was a once-in-a-lifetime experience for this young couple. It was a very sacred moment for them, and they were filled with awe and reverence. Now, the temple was only about 30 years old at that point, and it was beautiful. It was 150 feet high, and if we read the description in Scripture about the temple was absolutely gorgeous with gold and silver and the best wood from all over the world. And so it was the most magnificent structure of that day ever seen in Israel. And so Mary and Joseph came to that glorious building with their firstborn child. Can't you just see them walking forward in that temple to dedicate their son to the Lord? And then as they're going in, we also see old Simeon slowly, ever so slowly, getting up. And suddenly something happens in Simeon's heart. He knew that this baby was the one. Now, you can imagine the baby being all swaddled up. As I mentioned this morning, swaddling was a square piece of cloth, and then there was a strip hanging diagonally down from it. The baby would be placed in the square, wrapped in that, and then that strip would be wound around the baby. They swaddle babies today, but not quite in those with those same materials. And so Simeon walks up, the baby's in his mother's arms, and he's all swaddled, and he asks to see the baby. And Mary unwraps him so that Simeon can look. And he looks into this baby's eyes. And then he says those very famous words from Scripture, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace. Now let your servant die, for my eyes have seen. I have seen your salvation that you have prepared for all people, for those who are Jews and for those who are not Jews. Lord God, I can depart in peace, for my eyes have finally seen. Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see? When Simeon looked at that baby, he didn't see just brown hair and brown eyes and brown skin. He didn't just see a man and a woman with a baby. He saw. He saw that this child was going to be the Messiah, the one who was going to save people from their sins. Today, Simeon asks of us, do you see? What do you see? What do you see when you look at the Christ child? Do you just see another little baby? What do you see when you look at Jesus, the man? Do you see God incarnate, the Savior of the world, or simply a man who teaches us to be kind to one another? Do you perceive that Jesus is the very presence of God on earth? Do you see the presence of God with us and in us and around us at this very moment? Do you see who Jesus really is? That Jesus is the answer to all life's complexities. And do you see that he can revolutionize your life and turn it upside down and pull any self-centeredness out of us so that in turn we can love? Do you see what I see? Let's look at the word see. There are two words in Greek for that word. The first word is the word blepo, and it's I see, you see, we all see the Christmas tree. And the second word in the Greek language is haraho, and it means to see deeply. It's not sight, but insight. The first time that Michelangelo went to Florence, Italy, there he saw an enormous piece of granite that nobody knew what to do with, and everybody just walked past it, only seeing a big piece of granite. But when Michelangelo looked at it, he saw the possibility in it. And so he went to work with his tools, and by the time he was finished, he had created one of the most beautiful sculptures that the world has ever seen, and that's the sculpture of David. And it still stands today in the cathedral in Florence. Do you see? Do you really see? And is it with a depth of sight? When you came to church this morning, who did you see? Did you see old friends that you've known for decades? Did you see some new friends that you've only known a short while? Or did you also see the royal priesthood, the holy nation, people set apart, or God's people sent out in the world in love? Did you see the hands and feet and heart of God living and acting in the world to transform it and make it a better place to live? Did you see? Did you really see? When you go to work tomorrow and see people with whom you work, or when you're stuck in traffic, in a traffic jam, or when you're in a line at the mall and the lines are a mile long, do you see people in need of God's love and saving grace? Do you really see? Christmas is a feast for the eyes. What do you see when you look at this beautiful tree? Or when you drive past the houses in your neighborhood that all have Christmas lights on them? Or when you sit in your living room and you turn off all the lights except for the Christmas tree lights? In all of this, do you see Jesus, the light of the world? Do you see that Christ is to be your guiding light in life? Or how about Christmas presents? How will you do this year? And as you look at all the presents underneath the tree, will you see God's gift that he gave each one of us? And after all the presents are exchanged and opened, will you see that Christ is always a gift, never earned, never deserved, but always freely given in love like any gift? Or will you just see colorfully wrapped Christmas presents? Do you see that God has fulfilled his promises to us just like he did to old Simeon? God promised Simeon that he would see the Messiah before he died, and God was faithful to Simeon. Has he been faithful to you like he was to Simeon? Do you see that God is with us in all circumstances of our lives? Do you see what I see? Life moves on, and when it comes to the very end, there will be a funeral. And at the end of most funerals, we hear those words of Simeon, "Lord, now let your servant depart in peace. I have seen your salvation." Peace comes with truly saying that God is our salvation and that he is faithful to his promises. Said the night wind to the little lamb, "Do you see what I see?" Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, "Do you hear what I hear?" Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, "Do you know what I know? A child sleeping in the night. Let us bring him silver and gold." Said the king to the people everywhere, "Listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night. He will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light." What will you see this Christmas? Lord, open our eyes that we might see the gift that you gave us that is better than any gift that we could receive. And we thank you and we praise you for that. Help us to go with new eyes today. In Jesus' name, amen. For our hymn of response, we're going to sing number 115, "Go Tell It on the Mountain." We want to be able to go and tell others what we know, what we've seen, what we've heard. We're going to sing verses 1 and 3. Sing it like you mean it. 115. Hear these words from Acts 22. "You are to take his message everywhere, telling the whole world what you have seen and heard." Listen to this prayer written by Sister Macrina Weerdecker from the book she wrote, Seasons of Your Heart. "Lord, we think we hear you coming. We think we hear a sound that says you've carried your way into our lives again. We think we see a light more lasting than the ones we hang on trees. We think we see a world that's splashed with God again, so gospeled with his presence, so covered with his love, yet lonely still. Oh, shoppers, dear shoppers, put your carts away. Please put your carts away and search deep down within your heart for gifts that will not rust or fade. For where your treasure is, there is your heart. Look into your God-splashed gospel hearts and see. See Christmas standing there waiting to be not bought, but given free. We are Christmas shoppers, Lord. We are shopping for a way to make your coming last. Take the blind in us and hold it close. Teach us how to see. Decorate our lives with your vision. For Christmas, let us see. Hang lights in your hearts instead of on your trees, for the one we've hung our hopes on has come, and now we're free, but only if we see. Jesus, we long for Christmas eyes. Please heal the blind in us for Christmas, eyes that see. Amen. For our song of departure, we are singing the chorus of O Come All Ye Faithful, number 103.
Thank you.
went, well, I realized that this needs to be updated. This says 8:45 right now. I looked at it and I thought, oh my goodness, what time is it really? Oh, I will not be able to accept this.
It's 5:12.
Yeah. I love that offertory. That's one of my favorites. All right, who can see this?
Yeah, they did.
Here.